This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 23rd, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. The U.S. Supreme Court may decide this week whether to consider Bayer's Roundup petition in a case that could bring product liability lawsuits to a close on the glyphosate-based weed killer. The court has scheduled the case for conference this Thursday, which is when justices consider which cases to hear. Both sides filed briefs with the court in the past month. Bayer argues the Supreme Court should hear the case to resolve what they see as a split among lower courts on whether federal labeling laws preempt state labeling laws. The Roundup lawsuits are based on alleged failure to warn claims by individual plaintiffs that say glyphosate and Roundup cause their cancer. The condition of the U.S. corn crop decreased slightly, while soybean condition consistent with last week. That according to the USDA's Ag Statistics Weekly Crop Progress Report released this afternoon. Corn, 97% emerged, 70% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition. Soybeans, 96% planted and 90% emerged. 66% of the crop rated good to excellent. Spring wheat, 93% of the crop emerged, 54% rated good to excellent. The winter wheat crop is 49% good to excellent, down 3 points. 96% of the crop is headed and 19% harvested. Overseas fighting dominated headlines but didn't affect U.S. agriculture futures in a way like how other commodities felt the news. Analysts say this is mostly because weather is seen in the U.S. promises for early crop development. Analysts say a heat wave spanning across the majority of the U.S. has temperatures in the low to mid-90s in many places. The hot weather welcomed by a vast majority of crop, as growing degree days have been below average this year. Forecast mid to late week also brings precipitation to ease stress. Corn prices are falling. FactSet data says most active Chicago Board of Trade corn steadily declining since topping out at $5.05 a bushel in late February. The most active contract has dropped to $4.18 a bushel, the lowest level since last October. It's a 17% decline since finding the February high. If corn slips below the $4 a bushel mark, it would be the first time since late August that futures have dropped that low. USDA's planted acreage report due next week. The report appears to be getting less fanfare from analysts and traders than normal. Spec funds right back to selling off the grains. Weather seen as good for crops. Ideas of bigger acreage expected in the report. Acreage forecast to climb to the 96 million acre mark, closing in on the 2012 all-time high of over 97 million. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 head or more, totaling 11.4 million on June 1. That inventory a percent below last year at the same time. Placements of feedlots during May at 1.89 million, 8% below last year. Marketings of fed cattle during May totaling 1.76 million, 10% below a year ago. Finally, Fed Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman today said the central bank should consider cutting its key interest rate soon as its next meeting in July, underscoring deep divisions among Fed officials as they endure sharp criticism from the White House. Bowman said that President Trump's tariffs have so far not caused a jump in inflation that many economists had feared. Any upcoming increase in prices would likely be a one-time increase. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.